Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment, in this sacred space. I invite you to pause and take a deep breath and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit, not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. Ashe. The Amazing One Heartbeat, Part 2. As our children evolve into more of the soul spirit that they were destined to express, we become, as their parents, more of who we are to be in their lives, and more of who we are to be in our own lives. You see, it's magical. It's a spiritual evolution. This is the third part of my stream of consciousness on this topic. I contemplated on what transpires next in this evolving relationship between our beloved children and ourselves. You see, it might change in texture and in context to the many things that captivate their attention and seem to carry them into a world without us. This is all part of the divine plan. It all happens in stages of our life's journey. We conceive. We carry them in our womb. We birth them. We deliver them. We care for them through their infancy. We guide them through their childhood. We nurture them through puberty. And we stand for them through their young adulthood. We are never really completely void of their essence in our lives. And our essence will always be a part of their lives. You see, it's my feeling that the umbilical cord has two separate dimensions. There is the physical form and the spiritual form. As part of the birthing process, the physical umbilical cord is cut. However, the spiritual cord continues to reside in the breath of life that developed in that sacred womb between mother and child. It is the element between mother and child that allows a mother to communicate with their child even when they are not in the same physical space. It is an element that translates their communication between each other. It senses when there is discord or when their child needs them. It translates the looks, texture of the sound of their voice that tells mom when something is awry. Fathers can develop their own connection with their child that is uniquely theirs, but it takes the investment of time and authentic love. I say authentic love, because children have a sixth sense about people and know when they are truthfully themselves. Children need the love expression that both parents can offer them, because they're not the same. Every child will have a different relationship with each of their parents. So I want fathers to in any way think that their love for their child is not essential. I just know that what a mother has experienced with giving life to a child or taking on the role of a mother is inherently unique. The bottom line is that there will always be a connection between parent and child that is both vital and eternal. It is a lifetime commitment. Can I just add that I asked Great Spirit to bless me with a child, and I got just who I was supposed to give life to. So breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. Then visualize the context, the content, the quality, the uniqueness, the divinity, the sacredness that you hold for your child, each child. Each child in relationship to who that child is, since no two children are alike and can be loved in the same way, because who they are always calls for a unique expression that your soul extends to them. May today bring you a sense of peace and joy and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting humanity. As a parent, as a grandparent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a mentor, as a teacher, as a coach, we all impact the lives of our children that have been gifted to us. Ashe, ashe. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward in your life, wrapped in love, grace, clarity, and compassion for yourself and for others. Go gently, breathe deeply.